Peter Tiepen is quietly in for a kōrero. Waitangi Day, obviously a focal point of this discussion, but also some of the momentum starting to build. We've got a new Minister for Treaty Negotiations, and we'll be talking about a Kauri gum that was taken from the treaty grounds and what we might expect on February the 6th. Te rangatira pita, tēnā koe, and thanks for joining us on the program once again. Ngā mihi.
Good morning, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Well, first and foremost, we'll talk about Waitangi Day in just a moment. What about momentum building for the settlement that everyone's been seeking in Te Taitokara Ngapui for a long time? How do you think we're stacked up in preparedness for 24?
Certainly, Dale, that the various collectives of hapū have been coming together because, as we might remember, at the end of 2018, the hapū of Ngāpuhi soundly rejected the one treaty settlement mandate process for all of Ngāpuhi. And clearly the hapū said that they would configure themselves as they saw fit, not as the government saw fit. So since then, with COVID in the middle, of course, those collectives of hapū have been bringing themselves together and approaching the government. In our case, I can only speak for Ngāti Hine. Ngāti Hine and our nine hapū are very clear and had been working with Minister Andrew Little on treaty mandate and negotiations for Ngāti Hine. So Whangaroa and other parts of Ngāpuhi are no different.
Tēnā koe, is there any schedule, calendar of discussions that you're aware of for next year, early next year?
Not for next year, but I know that each of those hapū collectives are looking to meet with the new minister and representative, because the Minister of Māori Economic Development also has that responsibility, and that's Tama Pōtaka. You can imagine that around Waitangi Day commemorations, it's going to be a busy period, and that's the very time that those ministers should be engaging with collectives of within Ngāpuhi.
Tēnā koe, wishing you well on that front. Let's have a look at plans for Waitangi Day. Many are suspecting it could be a focal point for discontent about the present government. Would that require extra security precautions, for instance, Peter?
Well, Waitangi Day commemorations is a time where the whole country focuses rightly on Te Tiriti or Waitangi and He Whakaputanga, for that matter. And as a result, at the best of times, things can get a little bit tense, but we all know that the Māori people are very sensitive and worked up about the policies that are coming out of this coalition government. So you can expect, or we can all expect, that things are going to get worked up as people show how angry and irritated and frustrated they are at this policy set that has come out of, was coming out of government. And saying that, the Waitangi National Trust is a place for all New Zealanders. It's a time to focus on what Te Tiriti or Waitangi was, and importantly, what it will be for us as a nation moving forward. Dale, it's only another 16 years before the bicentennial of the signing of Te Tiriti or Waitangi. Hopefully I'll still be around then. So we need to focus on where we're going as a nation, and the Waitangi National Trust is committed to making that period around the Waitangi Day being safe for everyone, and especially for the government, because we need cool heads and we need to cast a hell of a lot more light on what those policies are all about than heat. We just have to chill out a little bit and see it for what it is. But above all things, people really need to be safe and secure when they come to Waitangi. So to answer your question, we'll be doing our utmost to work with everyone, particularly Ngāti Rahiri, Ngāti Kawa, the hapū of that very area, to make sure that what we're doing at the treaty grounds is well connected to what's going on down at the Te Ti Marae, and in fact around that whole precinct, because it's a lovely time and people really enjoy coming to Waitangi to enjoy all of the kaupapa, not just what happens on the treaty grounds itself.
Tēnā koe, have you had any confirmation from political parties? There was some suggestion that maybe some of the leaders might boycott Waitangi this year in anticipation of what they sense might be some discontent. But have they been in touch? It would obviously affect the way that you plan for the event.
There's no guessing that there's going to be discontent. There is going to be. But we need people to show their protestations in a way that everyone is kept safe. So let's keep highlighting that. But certainly, Dale, I haven't got any indication that no one is coming. And as far as we're concerned, as responsible hosts, as we would be on any marae, our gates are open. And we're going to welcome people there and make the most of the opportunity to have a good, strong debate and discussion about where we're going as Aotearoa New Zealand. That was envisaged when our tupuna signed on February the 6th, 1840.
Tēnā koe. Can you give us an update on that piece of kauri-gum that was tahoed from the museum at the treaty grounds? Have you heard any more of that? And will there be increased security as a result?
Yeah, I think what happened at Te Papa and the defacing of the English version of the treaty only goes to show that we should all be vigilant about our tonga. And we're certainly the same at the Waitangi National Trust. The piece of kauri gum that was stolen, it was a terrible thing to happen. We've certainly got it back. And we're going to make sure that the security is now improved. In terms of who actually stole it, the police are still working through that. And we're hoping that we can find the person and that a conviction can be made, because people just cannot be doing those sorts of things. And while it was very unfortunate, we're just really happy that we've got it back in the place where it belonged and what it symbolises for the A Company and for the Māori Battalion and for all Māori service people who sacrificed themselves for our country and our freedom.
Tēnā koe, oh, please, you've got it back. That's the main thing. Where did you find it?
I'm not exactly sure, and I don't want to start guessing, but certainly the police were able to get it back, and I'm still waiting on a formal report on where it came from, how it was acquired, all that sort of thing.
Tēnā koe. Are you familiar with the numbers that visited the treaty grounds in 2023 with the addition of the new exhibitions, etc.? I'm assuming it's becoming more of a focal point for tourists. Has it been a good year?
It's been a very much improved year. It's certainly not back to what it was prior to COVID, where at the on best days, we were getting about 1,500 through the doors per day. I can remember, Dale, in the midst of even when things were open during the pressures of COVID and the other sorts of things that really put the pressure on us is the closure of Bryn Derwin Hills and State Highway Number 1. But I can remember going through and said, well, team, how many came through today? And they said, well, we got twice as many as we did yesterday. And I said, well, how many was that? Yesterday we got 12, and today we got 24. So when you compare that to 1,500, you can see straight away that, things have been really, really bad. But this year things are looking up, and it's getting back to those numbers.